God himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But, chapter 5, of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. If you miss it, what then? Amen. Joel chapter 2. This is after the rapture of the church. After the saints have escaped. After Israel in its sad, bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt condition are caught in the events that summon the day of the Lord. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. That is an unwelcome trumpet to most. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. That's what it is. It's an alarm. The church is gone. The judgment times have begun. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh. There it is again. Same day of the Lord Paul spoke about in 1 Thessalonians. For it is nigh at hand. Here's how it's going to be if you miss it. The old song says, if you miss it, you'll regret it. 'Twill leave your soul as dark as night. Oh, the weeping and the wailing when the Spirit takes its flight. It's 2000, folks. The end is upon us. The day of the Lord rushes on. It's a day of darkness, a day of gloominess, a day of clouds. I'm reading from your Bible, Joel chapter 2, and a thick darkness as the morning spread upon the mountains. Here's your revival. Here's your entertainment. Here's what the nations of the world will face, a great people and a strong. There have not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Here's how they work. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Who? God's great army of judgment in the events that summon the day of the Lord. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of the mountains shall they leap. Supernatural, awesome, fearful army. Amen. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array, behold their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty wind. They shall climb the wall like men of war. They shall march everyone on his ways. They shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. When they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. What a horrible army. One you can't kill nor defeat. Amen. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the horse houses. They shall enter into the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong and executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. And who shall abide it? Who will survive? Amen. In that awful time, as the spotlight turns toward Israel, a remnant are going to hear this. Therefore now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Amen. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast. Call a solemn assembly. Amen. The unwelcome trumpet. It's coming, but they won't want it when it comes. The world will see it. They will stand in awe of it. Amen. The church is gone. The great bulwarks against sin has been removed. He who now hinders has ceased to hinder. He's been taken out of the way. And now that horrid army, amen, that white horse rides out. That red horse rides out. That pale horse, amen, and his buddy rides out. That black horse rides out. Amen. Hey! Terrible army is about to invade the earth. A horrible army is about to take peace from the earth. If you think you got troubles now, just miss the rapture. You ain't seen nothing. Amen. Listen, after these horsemen begin to ride forth, amen, and the day of clouds and the day of gloominess and the day of darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there have not ever been the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. Here's how it's going to be in that awful hour. A fire devour before them. Behind them, a flame burneth. Listen to this. The land is as the Garden of Eden. In comparison, brother, it's good today to what it's going to be then. In comparison today, we're living in the best time we'll ever live. the best chance we'll ever have. We're camping in spiritual Canaan. This is our hour of opportunity. These are golden days. Oh, golden hours. Don't ever wait. Do whatever you find to do and do it now. Amen. Fire devoureth before them, behind them a flame burneth. The land as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. Paul repeats it again in the fifth chapter of 2 Thessalonians. After you've made that grand escape, if you're part of the church, in the fourth chapter. And the dead in Christ rise first. And we which are alive and remain are caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. In a day when chapters were not divided, you would continue reading. But that's how today our division into the fifth chapter starts. But in bygone years, there was no division. People only added chapters and verses to be able to remember it better, find things in the Bible. That's merely for our convenience. Amen. It was added by men. But when it was originally written, there was no five there. No chapter 5. Amen. There was no verse 1. Hey, just a but. Amen. And that's a terrifying word. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. It's prowling tonight. It's looking things over. And tonight, in the Spirit of God that moved in this service, why is God moving so great across the land in so many places in the year 2000? Why? Because Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Boys and girls, you got the best chance you'll ever have to get ready for that great day. Moms and dads, this is the best chance you'll ever have to get ready for that great day. Backslider, this is your hour of opportunity. Shake off the world. Shake off the sin. Shake off the weights and the sins that does so easily beset us. And let's run with patience the race that's set before us. Amen. Because this whole world tonight is running out of time. Amen. For when they shall say peace and safety. Amen. Peace and safety. Then sudden destruction come upon them. As travail upon a woman with child. And then those fateful, final, terrible, judgmental words. Amen. They shall not escape. The trumpet that heralds those events will be an unwelcome trumpet. The amazing thing is, a remnant of Jews will get saved, and they will win a number that no man can number to the Lord in times so bad. The Bible said it'll be great tribulation, such as was not from the beginning of time, nor never shall be thereafter. Amen. If Jesus sounds the trumpet for the church tonight. Would you miss something? Would you miss the joy of it? Would you miss the glory of it? Tell me. Are you ready, Mr. and Mrs. Highway of Holiness? Are you ready? Preacher. Are you ready, Pastor? If the trumpet sounds in the next 5 minutes, or the next 10, or before midnight, or before the cock crowing, tell me, have we slowly hardened our hearts to these grand truths until they no longer mean much to us? We're not really looking for the coming of the Lord. Don't you know, preacher, I got plans. Don't you know, preacher, I got things to do. Don't you know, preacher, amen, me and my fiance's got plans. When that horrible hour comes, and those that are left behind, God summons them to a prayer meeting kind of late. And he said, let the bride go out of their closet. The bridegroom. Amen. Cancel the wedding. Stop the wedding. That's really going to happen. It'll be such a bad day in the future if you miss the rapture. It won't be important anymore. Amen. I preached years ago, 24 years ago. Stop the wedding. Many people had heard that message. Amen. I preached how that the church was becoming married to the world. Now the world has come into the church and the church has gone into the world and a marriage of sorts has taken place. I was riding down the street with a pastor in Kansas City. I stuck in the tape, stopped the wedding. Just let him hear the introduction. Amen. He said, man, he said, I could preach that now. He just heard the introduction. Stop the wedding. But the sad thing about it is, in the terrible evolution of these times, that same preacher, out of pressure to be a success, compromised his convictions, compromised with the world, and pulled his whole church down with him. Amen. People we used to stay all night with when we went to Kansas City. And after a while, we noticed a change. And then the dear sister in whose house we were staying said, Brother Collins, I have to tell you this. She called the name of the church Silverwood Full Gospel Tabernacles. Is in no way or shape or form or fashion a holiness church anymore. The wedding had taken place. The tape hadn't stopped the wedding. The world had taken over. There's many a preacher tonight that has compromised his church for a crowd. Compromise his church for a claim. Compromise his church and her convictions. Amen. Just to have a spot in the media if possible. Amen. The media is against us for the most part today. The media is against us for the most part the world over. Even in this wonderful land of churches and Bibles, the media. At CBS, ABC, NBC, and API, and the rest of them, and UPI, they're against, for the most part, the church of the living God. They're against, as they call it, radical Christianity. You may not know it, Randy Jones, but you're a radical Christian. You may not know it, Mike Barker. You look pretty innocent. You look pretty good, but you're a radical Christian. Amen. Yeah, that's what they call us today. We're a radical Christian. But there's another old song that we used to sing a long time ago. You'll wish you were one of us by and by. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. When saints are shouting and heavenly glory is all around. Amen. Graves are bursting. Saints are shouting. Heavenly beauty all around. You'll wish you were one of us by and by. When that trumpet sounds and those horses are turned loose and the sad day dawn, Amos put it in these terms: woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. It's a day of darkness, he said, and not night, light. It's a day of gloominess. Amen. My God. I was talking to Tracy, my wife's niece. Maybe it was Tracy's mother, I'm not sure. Amen. They claim to be Jehovah's Witnesses. And I began to talk about the soon coming of the Lord. And she said, oh yes, I wish you'd hurry up and come. There's just one problem there. If you're not living above sin, and if you're not trusting the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, woe unto you. Woe unto the Jehovah's Witnesses that preach and teach and long for that great day when their little 144,000 are going to take over. Amen. It ain't going to happen for those that's not ready. For those that's not washed in the blood. Amen. Oh boy, there was a time as a Jehovah's Witness, if you sold enough literature, if you knocked on enough doors, if you worked hard enough, you might become one of the 144,000. But now they've knocked on so many doors and worked so hard and got so many converts, they're soft peddling that theme, the 144,000. But if you back them right down in the corner, they say, yes, that is all that's going to be saved in heaven, 144,000. Amen. But they said there's a whole bunch more going to be saved in earth. Not unless they're washed in the blood. And if you teach as the Jehovah Witnesses, you see, the reason they are emphasis on Jehovah's Witnesses, because they are not Christ's witness. Amen. Christ is just another man. He was not bodily resurrected, praise God. Well, the last ones that knocked on my door up yonder on the hill, amen. I said, you don't even believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. You don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. We don't have anything to talk about. Goodbye. Amen. Praise God. They don't believe in his deity. They don't believe in his bodily resurrection. They don't believe in the eternalness of the Son of God. Hey, you got to believe right to go when he comes. But they're saying, I hope you'd hurry and come. Because they think, been drilled into them from their youth, that their 144,000 is one that's going to take over. It ain't going to happen. Amos has a word for these folks that desire the day of the Lord and they're not ready for it. Amos has a word for these folks even in the evangelical fundamental movement. Amen. It believes you got to sin a little every day and you can't live above sin. Amen. And you're going to go in the rapture anyway, even if you're caught in the bed with another man's wife. You're going in the rapture just the same. You back them in the corner, they'll say it right over the TV, right over the radio, right over the broadcast, in their literature. Amen. Amos has a word for people like that. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. It's a day of darkness, not light. A day of gloominess. It's a day of despair. It's an unwelcome trumpet to people that's not ready. Amen. Bow your heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, challenge our hearts tonight in this beautiful hour, in these wondrous times, in this wonderful day that's ours, to get ready for that great day. Help us, Lord, not to drag nor flag. Help us, Lord, not to get wrapped up in our own little agendas and come short of the glory of God. Help us, Lord, not to get wrapped up in the politics of the world or the church either. Miss the rapture. Help us not to get wrapped up in what we call sometimes principle, quote unquote. What's really going to matter is, are we ready to face Jesus in the next half hour? Are we ready for the judgment seat of Christ? If we stand there before another day dawns, help me as a preacher to be ready and to lead my people right. I beg in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 If you will trust me and draw near to me, did I not say I will not leave thee nor forsake thee even to the end of the world? I say, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Yes, I will walk with thee. I will hold thy hand. I will help thee and hear thy cry when you're crying to me. Crying to me now while it is day. Crying to me now while my spirit beckons. Crying to me now while the Lord opens the door for all mankind. I have set before you an open door. Will you come in? Amen. You fainted today when you've only contended with a footman. How will you contend with a horseman? You fainted today and fell by the wayside in this land of peace where thou dwellest. And no man hindered thee. No man blocked thee. You could make your own decision to serve thy God. How will you do in the swelling of Jordan? How will you do when the dark waters roll high and there's no escaping the floods of destruction of that hour? If you cannot stand in this time of joy, rejoicing, peace, and opportunity, I call to you, come to the Lord your God and find safety, and thou shalt be saved. Praise God. Amen. Are you so blind that you cannot find the door and hit wide open? Are you so blind and so deceived that you can't find God and He's calling you every day and every night? Don't you hear His voice? He's calling you. Don't you hear His welcome? He's beckoning to you, calling to you. If you cannot be saved now in this time when it is so easy, how will you fare in that awful day when men seek death and won't be able to find it? Call ye upon Him while He's near. Seek Him while He may be found. And the Lord shall be found of you that seek Him this night. Raise your hands and praise Him. Ask the Lord to save somebody. Thank you, Lord. stand with us as they sing. We invite you to an altar of surrender, total surrender, complete surrender. Amen. Come on tonight. Praise God. Don't be unprepared when that unwelcome trumpet sounds. Don't be unprepared with the events that summon the great day of God Almighty come upon the world. Amen. The Bible said the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Praise God, come now. While the door's open, come now. While people are praying, come now. While God is calling, let God help you. It's such an hour as this. Hallelujah.
There'll be no light upon my pathway where I'm doomed to daily plod. No moon to shine, no stars, no sun ray.
Yes, yes.
If I miss my way to God, darkness there forever.